I felt the enormity of the body that houses me, how much bigger I was than this kid. I had the sense I was expanding. I was becoming too big for the room to hold me. If you know something about that murder in Cold Spring Park, Matt, you're going to give it to me, because, son, you have no idea what I've been through. I don't want to talk in front of them. Fine. I clamped my fist around the kid's right upper arm and twisted it, but not twisting it anywhere near the limits of my strength at that moment, because I felt how easily I could separate that arm from his body with just a little torque, how I could tear it off him, skin, muscle, and bone. And I led him into his mother's bedroom, which was furnished, memorably, with a night table comprised of two hood milk crates stacked and turned upside down, and a collage of photos of male movie stars carefully cut out of magazines and scotch-taped to the wall. I closed the door and stood in front of it, arms crossed. As quickly as it had formed, the adrenaline was already receding from my arms and shoulders, as if my body sensed the crisis had passed its peak. The kid had already folded. "Tell me about Leonard. How do you know him?" Leonard came up to me once at McDonald's, like all greasy and pathetic, and he asked me if I wanted anything, like a burger or anything. He said he'd buy me whatever I wanted if I just eat it with him. Like, just sit at the table with him. I knew he was a fag, but if he wanted to buy me a Big Mac, what did I care? I know I'm not gay, so what does it matter to me? So I said, okay, and we're eating, and he's trying to be all beast, like he's this cool dude, like he's my buddy, and he asks me if I want to come see his apartment. He says he's got a bunch of DVDs there and we can watch a movie or whatever. So I knew what he was after. So I told him straight up I wasn't going to do anything with him, but if he had some money, maybe we could work something out. So he says he'll give me $50 if he can, like, touch my package or whatever, like over my pants. I told him he could do it if he gave me $100. So he did.
He gave you $100?
Yeah, just like to touch my ass and stuff. The kid snorted at the price he had extorted for such a small thing.
Go on.
So after that, he kept saying he wanted to keep doing it. So he'd give me $100 every time.
And what did you do for him?
Nothing, I swear.
Come on, Matt, $100?
Really, all I ever did was let him touch my ass and, like, my front.
Did you take anything off?
No, my clothes were on the whole time.
Every time?
Every time.
How many times were there?
Five.
$500?
That's right.
The kid sniggered again. Easy money. Did he reach inside your pants?
Hesitation.
Once.
Once?
Really, once.
How long did this go on?
A few weeks. He said it was all he could afford. So what happened at the library?
Nothing. I've never even been to the library. I don't even know where it is.
So why'd you report him?
He said he didn't want to pay me anymore. He said he didn't like paying. He shouldn't have to pay if we were like friends. I told him if he didn't pay me, I'd report him. I knew he was on probation. I knew he was on the sex offender list. If he got violated on his probation, he was going away. Even he knew that.